I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. As the Trump administration rolls back regulations to limit pollution from oil and gas drilling, a New Mexico grandmother is fighting for environmental protections. Roz Brown reports.
A New Mexico woman has spent her life in the San Juan Basin near hundreds of oil and gas wells, and despite her own health issues, says she'll continue her fight for a cleaner environment. Shirley McNall is profiled in a report by the group Moms Clean Air Force about the consequences of living near oil and gas drilling. In the town of Aztec, McNall takes journalists and other visitors on what she calls a toxic tour of hell in northwest New Mexico, which she says includes residential neighborhoods dotted with leaky gas tanks, oil on the ground, fumes venting into the air, and nonstop compressor noise. McNall says it's important to demonstrate to others what many people live with.
To show them how we live all over the United States now with these dangerous little industrial sites right next to our homes and our schools and our churches. Aztec has over 110 gas wells in our little town.
Under the Trump administration, oil and gas is experiencing major growth and contributing to New Mexico's economy. But health and environmental groups say the boom also means increased rates of asthma, cancer, and other health ailments related to air pollution. The oil and gas industry is allowed to drill as close to a house as 100 feet in San Juan County, and McNall says she lives about a half mile from 8 gas wells.
Because they just come in, and if they want to drill by your house, they drill. You don't have any control over whether or not they can drill.
McNall says she realizes that as one of the poorest states in the nation, the boom and bust energy industry benefits New Mexico's economy when times are good, but she also worries about the thousands of children who attend school or daycare in close proximity to oil and gas infrastructure.
I always make a point of saying, I realize we need the energy and we need the jobs, but our health and our safety shouldn't be at risk.
The Moms Clean Air Force report profiles six other women in states from California to Pennsylvania who are face-to-face with oil and gas pollution in their daily lives. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Many are calling for a more civil discourse in the nation, including commentator Peter Goodman.
J. Paul Taylor's 98th birthday and John McCain's death at 81 remind me there once was civility in politics. Our local sage, J. Paul, dubbed the conscience of the legislature, combined strong political convictions with a warm, caring manner. Everyone likes and respects him. Senator McCain invited former opponents George Bush and Barack Obama to eulogize him. That was symbolic advocacy of less partisanship. They followed through with grace. With Donald Trump uninvited and unmentioned, it seemed a respite from the constant storms raining insults on everyone. I mostly disagreed with McCain, but here's a prisoner of war who's offered an early release and declines because his comrades would be staying. How can you not respect him? Unless you're a petty tyrant and he's hurt your feelings. Civility in public discourse has seemed dead at earlier moments in our history, just before the Civil War, for example. It's destructive and distracting and tiring, even for mere bystanders. But so far, we've always recovered from rampant incivility. How can we begin to recover now? By each pitching in, however we can. A retired minister remarked recently that he'd met very few evil people in his life. I'm not sure I've met any. One key to civility is to recall that, despite all the political memes and slogans, people are not evil. Rather, we humans can always twist the lens so that our beliefs and actions look right to us. You may reject someone's belief, but don't reject the person. Smashing all the crazy political things people repost on Facebook can be diverting, if you like whack-a-mole. A better bet is trying to understand folks and the soil their misconceptions thrive in, and asking them reasonable questions. It helps to find common points or a shared affection for basketball or babies or bonbons. Nowadays, having some haven from politics and constant consciousness of current events is critical, and harder to maintain when every time you open the computer to write a poem or check a baseball score or gaze lovingly at your grandkids, that Facebook icon demands to be clicked and gobbles up the next 2 hours if you let it. But we need breaks from worrying about the world's fate. Sit in silence, read, listen to music or make it, walk outdoors, write a poem. Keep this in mind. Slights and insults are poisons people offer you, but you need not drink. Fight what needs fighting, but letting bitterness devour you helps no one. Sure, you're angry at Trump, or angry at George Soros, but let J. Paul and McCain inspire us to recognize people as neighbors and rebuild community.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.